everyone. This is Yusuf Demiral. I am the Group Head of Data Analytics and CRM for WPB Business in HSBC. I am very pleased to be part of the Voice of Data movement. Our goal is to bring everyone closer, showing the impacts of data in transforming our lives. Today, besides myself, we have here a friend and a colleague, Maggie Ng, Head of WPB in Hong Kong. Since we started working together, Maggie has always shown to be a data enthusiast, bringing her passion and leadership into the role, making a huge change in our lives in terms of using data. So Maggie, can you tell us a bit about you and your journey with data?
Thank you, Yusuf. Thanks for having me here. And very privileged to be able to speak in this forum. I want to start talking about a little bit about myself from childhood. As a kid, I've always had problems studying. I don't know what it is. I hope it's not laziness, but I find myself struggled a lot with studying. And over time, I realized that I actually can learn better when I start to put things into a story. So I then start becoming a better and better storyteller. So I put, you know, the chapters that I study from Chinese and history and all, I put them all into telling a story to myself, to memorize it, for me to learn from it. And then as I grow older, I actually find storytelling is very powerful when I add it with data, because you can talk and talk and talk for a long time and people will not register the story. But as you add data and analytic insight into it, people start to understand where you're coming from a lot more. And so that's how I started to find the joy of using data to help me tell my stories. And I have a, in my view, a very good training. In my previous organization, I started as my career. It's actually a mid-career high. I used to be a consultant, accountant, and then consultant. And then I joined my previous bank and I joined the risk management department, which is a ground for me to learn, absorb data, use data for prediction, risk modeling. That's where I started my training on how to use data into a deep analytical insight. Since then, I've been, you know, very engaged with data because I find it just so easy to explain myself to my audience, to my team, to my counterparts, why I make a decision that I made. It's not because I'm particularly attached to this or there's an emotional attachment. It's all driven by data and facts. And it gets people along with me much easier because they know that I'm not biased.
That's a great intro, Maggie. I really enjoyed the storytelling piece because I also think that really data and connecting the dots that we see from the data and turning into a story takes us from the present to the future, because any person, any company who can really build a story for the future, that's a link. So if we take this, what do you think about Hong Kong's future and what is the role of data in that future?
I think data has been playing a huge part in everyday's life, in my life, for sure. For instance, I'll give you an example, and I quote this example quite a lot. It's an Uber example. 10 years ago, I cannot imagine myself getting into a stranger's car, which would take me from A to B. I mean, there's no way I'm getting into anybody's car unless it's, you know, somebody I know. Today, with data and technology, it allows me to see, you know, who's the driver, the reviews of this driver, how many trips this driver has taken, where did he come from, what are the trips that he's been to. All of this are data that gives me information and builds trust, help me understand more about this driver. And then I'll decide that, oh, actually it is a good driver whom I can trust to take me from A to B. So I think over the years, we don't really recognize it, but data has been playing such a significant role in our everyday life. It changes how we behave. And it certainly has been shaping how the business are talking to our customers.
Thanks a lot. Your Uber example was giving me some ideas, some sparks in my mind. My next question will be, of course, going through a huge transformation of how we use data and how we make our product services better for our customers using data. So this needs a huge cultural change as well within the organization, and all the organizations are really having a similar opportunity and challenge. So what do you think about it? How the cultural change in terms of approaching the data in the company should be done?
First of all, I think we have to communicate and talk a lot more, by lead by examples. As leader like ourselves, we really have to push the team to use more data, make a decision, only make a decision when you've studied the data. Then it's a much more informed decision. But that also will take some time. I'll give you an example. In my previous organization, we've been trying to incorporate big data into our decision-making. So some of the decision-makings relating to employment verification. Let's say if I'm an HSBC staff, I declare myself to be an HSBC staff. How do I make that verification simplified? Because as a bank, we are required to do day two checking. So we need to call back the company or your provided phone line to verify that you are indeed reachable by this work number and also you are employed by HSBC. So one of the ways that we've engaged with a big data company is they said, look, we can study the social map. If I'm an HSBC staff, I should have in my LinkedIn profile a lot of HSBC employees as my friends. Naturally. And that is one of the indicators or attributes that goes into their decisioning model, that everybody will eventually get a score to say, okay, Maggie says she's an HSBC staff based on all the information that they've collated. Does it look like that she is an HSBC staff? And therefore, we don't need to do the employment verification. Now, that process, from a common sense perspective, it makes a lot of sense. When we need to push it to execution, there are a lot of pushback because we've never done it before. That's always the feedback. That's always the pushback. We've never done it before. So I think as an organization and leader, what we need to do is to push, while we push for insisting on using data to help us shape decision, we also need to create an environment that it's okay to make a mistake. We learn from it, right? We've never done it before. So let's take in and do a protocol, proof of concept, see whether it works or not. It may not work. And it's okay if it doesn't work. In the spirit of trying, exploring, it is perfectly okay. So I think for us as leader, we need to, in order to push our data journey, we need to also enable and then empower our team to make mistakes. As long as we enable that, I think we will be able to allow the organization to embrace a data culture.
On the other hand, the amount of data in today's world is increasing exponentially. Every year, the vast amount of data are creating lots of opportunities for businesses and consumers. It's also very easy to get lost within the data. So what is your suggestion? How to really tap into the right parts of the data with in the right way to create value for our customers and for our customers' lives, but at the same time create value for the company as well?
I think it's important to have data, important to use data and appreciate data, but we cannot be managed by them. We need to manage data. And the one test that I always ask myself and my team to do is to pass the common sense test. You can read the data, you can go into many narrative and all, and then the outcome is as such. Then you always have to pass that common sense test. Yes, the data is telling you this, but does it correlate with your everyday life and your experience and all? So bankers' experience is still important. And message here, big data AI is not going to replace us, because we always need to apply that common sense test, because there's always going to be nuances in the data. It could get too idealistic, and therefore it's not necessarily the outcome that we want to drive at.
Thanks a lot, Maggie, on that as well. So another question from my side. So Hong Kong has always been, has always proven it's a very innovative community. How do you see the story of data or the next step of the innovation, and what kind of role that data plays in Hong Kong? And what would be your recommendations to the communities or other organizations in Hong Kong in terms of making data as the next innovation step for themselves?
I would first start with making sure the data integrity is there, because eventually I really do think that we will make a lot of decisions based on data. So first of all, as an organization ourselves, as an individual, we need to make sure the data that we have on hand has strong integrities, accuracies, in order for us to make the right decision. And two, it is also going into the transparency part. I think the user of the data as well as the provider of the data both has a role to play to make sure they understand how the data is being used for and against them. And only when there is mutual consent, then we can go to the next step. Because a lot of, just now you're talking about, you know, the gray area, it's because sometimes things are being done to our the users without the users necessarily acknowledging it or consenting it. And the one way of getting to that mutual consent is to show them the power of the benefit. I give you the Uber example. As a Uber driver, I would not like the fact that you are tracking me all the time. But if I can tell you that the fact that I'm tracking you will empower your trust. So people will be more willing to get onto your taxi, your car, then that's a fine balance, and the provider of the data will be in a position to decide whether I accept or not accept. So I think one is make sure the data integrity is there, which is very much on the tech perspective. We need to make sure we present the right data. Two, providing the full transparency to both the provider and the user. And three, make sure there is a consent before we step to the next phase of deciding to use or not use the data.
Maggie, thanks a lot for joining this episode of our podcast series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Yusuf. It's been fun. Thank you for having me.